Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What is up, football fans? Welcome in to this episode of the Week 10 Player Pops over here at the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Coming at you from last week, so-so. It's been a little bit of an up and down. The NFL's been a little weird, but we're going to keep on moving and grooving. And I'm excited about these ones. This feels like a 4-0 kind of week. I just think that these games match up right. The situation is correct. We're going to be in a couple games. I picked two games really to kind of deep dive in this week. I just like the action that's there. We'll see how it goes. You can follow or you can go against. You let me know how you want to do it. But as we always do it, here we go. Let's get started at the quarterback position. This week, we're going with Justin Fields over 9.5 rushing attempts. Now, when you think about that initially, you think about Justin Fields, I think that feels real simple, right? And it is fairly simple. The last 5 weeks, he's gone over. The only time he's missed out of the last 6 weeks was he missed by one. He was literally one rushing attempt off. The number was right there. He's basically averaging 10.3 rushing attempts a game. So we're right there, right? We're at 9.5, 10.3. This is a give or take. But if you look at the team he's playing against, this is the Detroit Lions, right? They're not great at defense. We've seen that a bunch of different times. And this feels very much like a game where you will see Justin Fields explode. It feels like it's really built for him to explode. A few runs, and it could just be leak plays, 4 or 5, few advances. I think Justin Fields over 9.5 rush attempts. You should be looking at this one this week for one of your player props. Number two, we're going to the running back. Now, Jonathan Taylor going up against Las Vegas Raiders. I'm going to take the under 73.5 rushing yards. This isn't full healthy Jonathan Taylor. The situation in Indianapolis went from like bad of the firing of Frank Reich. And now you have this guy that's never really coached before is going to be the coach. The quarterback position is completely unsettled. This just feels like a very bad situation in Indianapolis. So he's only been over the number twice that's posted, 73.5. He's actually only gone over that twice so far this season. Las Vegas is only around two rushers all season over 74 yards. So for me, this is you're getting, and those two rushers were Damian Pierce and Derrick Henry. So for me, this is just, there's going to be no space. You stack the box. The quarterback isn't dangerous. The offense isn't dangerous. Jonathan Taylor isn't going to be that dangerous in this game, I don't feel, against a team that's actually pretty good against the run. And it's a pretty high number. It doesn't feel right. So let's go under Jonathan Taylor, 73.5 rush yards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Before we get into the wide receiver and tight end, I want to shout out my friends Better Edge. Better Edge is the premier no-fee social betting marketplace. Better Edge allows users to create their own prices and lines for sports betting positions in 45 states that are often better than you can find anywhere else. Use code NERD to get $20 in your wallet when you verify your account just for listening to the show, right? BetterEdge.com/NERD. That's BETTOR edge.com. Put in the code NERD, get $20. All right, here we go. Wide receiver. Chase Claypool going up against Detroit. I'm gonna tie in here with Fields on the big day that I just kind of mentioned. Over 2.5 receptions. So he's only been there with the Bears for one game so far, right? And he did have six targets, but only two catches. But he has been over six in his playing as a, in the NFL so far. He's averaging four receptions when he's playing so far this season. Yes, that's with Pittsburgh. But this is a similar situation as far as the offense, how much is available, and a lot of other things. So I think he's definitely going to be in that same target share of five, six opportunities, maybe even more as this develops and they involve him a little more. So over 2.5 receptions against a Detroit team that basically lets every wide receiver go over. I think this is a really good opportunity, especially if you're on board with Fields having a big day. Let's go Chase Claypool over 2.5 receptions. All right, we're going to close it out with one that's probably the shakiest of the bunch. But this feels like the opportunity that you have to have. I mentioned the Indianapolis Colts going up against Las Vegas Raiders. I'm going to take in the tight end position. We're going to go with Mo Alie-Cox over 10.5 receiving yards. He's averaging 21.3 receiving yards a game on the season. This is definitely not a guy that is super consistent. Last time out, and he's questionable. So you do need to verify that he's actually playing before you're going to place this. But if he's playing, this offense doesn't have much. The tight end is always the position for the guy that is the quarterback that is in trouble. Who does he look for? Typically the tight end, right? So for me, Mo Alie-Cox, this feels like a game where he's going to get about three opportunities, and you're looking at probably 25 plus yards, I would say, in those three opportunities. So over 10.5 receiving yards feels like a very great opportunity. So that's going to do it for the week 10 player props. Again, starting with the quarterback, we got Justin Fields. We're going over 9.5 rushing attempts. Running back, we're going Jonathan Taylor under 73.5 rush yards. Wide receiver Chase Claypool over 2.5 receptions. And tight end Mo Alie-Cox over 10.5 receiving yards. Hope you guys enjoy what I'm up to. Please make sure that you're subscribing, you're liking, you're sharing, you're tweeting, commenting, leaving the 5-star reviews, doing all that stuff wherever you're seeing this, hearing this. I appreciate you, and I hope you enjoy. And best of luck this weekend in week 10. Make that money.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.